It's Friday, and a big welcome to all the millions of Rush Hour family members.
Millions of them, Jimmy boy. Today we visit the Rush Hour vault. Remember this? We relive the moment. Me and you, Jimmy boy, blew up a car.
And Fat, you've had a fortnight to find a funny, fruity Friday joke. So don't let us down, and don't let yourself down.
Old Homeworks Brownless has a beauty.
What we're going to do right here is go back. The Rush Hour's Friday Flashback.
We did step back in time.
October 25, 2013.
Things are getting really heated at Melbourne Public. The last show of the year for Triple M's Rush Hour. Billy Brown and James Brayshaw. Thanks to Mitsubishi Triton. Yeah. Clock is ticking down. Less than 3 minutes to go. If you've got your mobile phone and don't have the Triple M app, get it right now. You can stream everything that's happening here.
All right, Bill. We're inside the last 2.5 minutes, so let's go get a final thought from these gentlemen.
Oh, big support here for Heath. How are you feeling, mate?
Mate, I am crapping myself.
You are. The beep beep arena might go. Daniel, how's big Daniel's son?
Very nervous. Very nervous.
You will be if you have to drive it back home. Adam, how are you, mate?
Yeah, a bit shaky, Bill. A bit shaky.
Right to go, mate?
Yeah, right to go.
Oh, and D, what do you reckon, D? You're a chance?
Oh, I hope so. I hope I take it away and get out of there. Because I don't think the Honda will make it out of there by the looks of it.
Oh, the Triton. They're all going to win the Triton very shortly. 2 minutes, 15 seconds, Jim. We're going to go kaboom.
Well, what happens is you get hold of the detonator, which is just to your right there, and you push it down like the Roadrunner.
Oh, yes.
And the old Acme does. And, Bill, one of the cars explodes into 1,000 pieces, and whoever owns that car out of these four gentlemen wins brand-new Mitsubishi Triton out there, the dual-cab 4x4 unbelievable chariot.
We can't thank Mitsubishi enough for this.
They've been amazing.
Unbelievable support here. It's an incredible motor car, and don't forget, you can stream us right now. And we've got a slow-mo camera from Channel 7 out there, so we'll get all the replays
Kaboom.
Once we do blow it up, everything will be available.
I am nervous.
I am nervous.
We've
nervous
got the big
the boys.
Set the scene for the millions of people listening. We've got the big screens, two of them set up here, and they have got a locked-off camera out at our location. Remote location.
Yes, remote.
Safety first.
All four dumps are parked out there, and one of them is about to blow to the Shizen.
I hope it works.
So, Bill.
Look at Daniel's
Ethan can't. He's look at him. He's
they're pacing.
Like he's standing on the hot beach sand. Bill's up. He's up.
We've got a minute and four seconds.
I tell you, the ferals are starting to just gather here a little at Melbourne Public. All right,
that's
57. Oh, now, look at them. They're starting to gather to the fray.
As they should, because we've got all the big screens here ready to go. We'll have a big countdown from 10 seconds to go, Bill.
Hey,
don't worry about
that. Just had a nice text in from a couple of people saying thanks, Bud, for his involvement. Thanks for that, Bud. All right, here we are. We're down to 40 seconds, Willis. So these boys, this is a defining moment in their lives. Are they going to end up with a Mitsubishi Triton? That white one out there, dual cab the lot. All right, Bill. We got 28 seconds left. When we get down to 15, we want the crowd's help. 25 seconds left, and there it is, the plunger. The detonator. 20.
So
all right, let's go. 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12,
11, 10, 10, 10, 10, 5, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The
bonnet's gone.
Have a look at it. We're watching it in slow motion thanks to Channel 7.
Oh, no.
Ethan, how do you feel, Lee?
Wait. I actually don't really know what to say. Unbelievable.
Who are those ferals that come over? You got some mates here. They come over and tackle, and everyone's very happy here.
From Frankston, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We expect that.
Wow.
Hey, mate, what about the new Mitsubishi Triton? Oh, you must be so excited, mate.
Oh, mate, I am psyched. I cannot believe it. Can't wait to tell the wife.
Look at the marina.
There it is.
We've just slowed it down and it is evaporated. It doesn't exist anymore.
You'll be able to see it online, triplem.com.au. We'll get the replays up real soon. Wow, Ethan's marina blown to smithereens.
Well done.
Great. Oh, wow.
Hey, big thanks to everyone. Alan from ShowFX as well.
And thanks to Adam, Daniel and Dennis, who have done a great job too. They were cars in there. They weren't blown up, so they've got to go and get the bombs back, boys. Well done.
No, but I'll tell you what, we're going to look after you guys. We've got a super cheap auto voucher for the runners up. Nina and Pasadena pack. Copy of Triple M's Ripper 90s. You guys aren't going home empty-handed. Although
well
you don't have to drive your junkers home.
Well done, boys.
Good work.
I'll tell you what.
How was that?
That is unbelievable.
It's blowing it. Look,
they've got the slow-mo still going and the bonnet's only just landed.
It has indeed. It's full of smoke. Oh, that is a good bomb, that one.
Jeepers.
Look at Heath.
Got your CDs out of here.
He's got the phone out. He's ringing
the bell.
Oh, I love it. All right, we need to take a break. I reckon when we come back, we're going to get the great people from Mitsubishi to hand this car over to Ethan, who still can't believe it. Look at him.
Yes.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
James Brayshaw, 1991 All-Australian, Billy Brownless.
Oh, not possible.
This is
we might have a look at that on Saturday.
Triple M's Rush Hour Fruity Friday podcast.
We might have a real good look at that.
Well, I was.
I'm telling you now, the old Saturday rub. We forensically might examine.
Only two on the bench, Jim.
Who was left out of that team.
Mm. Only
what,
two on the bench.
We'll have a look at
myself and Craig Turley.
That for tomorrow. Chicks Turley.
Yeah.
All right, Fat.
Yes.
So this is Friday, of course, so you can get a little fruit bat with your joke.
Favourite day, Jimmy boy, because I can go with one of these.
Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not a funny man, at least not on purpose.
Oh, we're getting rid of that.
If you want.
Hey, good luck to all Victorians out there too over the weekend, Jim, of course.
Mainly me.
Yeah, I don't know. Make love.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Not war.
Yeah, no, that's it.
And no tick, no entry.
Mm.
Yeah, thanks, right, Bill. Jim, what has six legs and is in the middle of a paddock?
What?
A ram doing a yui.
Oh, no.
Ram, Jim.
No, I get it.
He's doing a yui,
Jim. Yeah, no, I get a yui bit. Yeah.
Jim, what do you think? Jim? What do you think, Ramsey?
No.
Oh, sheep. You'd be sheepish about that.
That was one of Rodney's, wasn't it? Can you make a U-turn? I can make her eyes pop. Come on, Rodney.
Come on, Jim.
Can't be telling jokes like that, Bill. They're not a props.
Well, they are. I'll tell you what, our New Zealand friends. Oh, do they love it. A ram doing a yui.
You sharing?
I'm not sharing that with anyone.
Oh, what a pity. I am the king of the divan.